Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hey guys, how are we doing and how's the day going? Thank you once again for joining me today on the Diary of a Conversationist. I'm super glad and excited to have you here with me today. My name is Osharago Amaiwo, and thank you for, you know, just being here, just choosing to spend this couple of minutes with me. I am super grateful for that. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much. And if you're a first-time listener, thank you for, you know, for just deciding to just join me today. Thank you. So on today's episode, I'm talking about something titled support system. And like my culture is, I like to talk about how I come up with the titles for each episode. And so the title for today's episode was born out of a conversation I had with a friend yesterday. And he talked about how this whole pandemic has, you know, how it has been a bit challenging for some people, you know, the whole COVID-19, how lots of people, you know, it has been the most challenging times of their lives because they're experiencing some form of losses or another. It could be financial loss, you know, in business, you know, it could be a job loss, it could be a loss of a loved one. And, you know, just talking about how people are dealing with the whole, you know, situation thing. And, you know, that got me thinking, like, okay, what can I do to just be of service with regards to that? And I thought about, you know, having to talk about this today, support system. So this is my own way of, you know, being of service and being of help to humanity. So I'm talking about support systems. So yeah. So what is support system? According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it says support system is a network of people who provide an individual with practical or emotional support. Yes, we all need support. You know, we all need support. You know, according to Anthony Robbins, he talked about there's this thing, he talks about the human need. So according to him, there are like six, you know, basic human needs. You know, the need for contribution, the need for growth, the need for certainty, the need for variety, the need for love, you know, love and connection. And that's the part where I feel like support system comes in, the need for love and connection. At this time of our lives, at this time, right, I feel like if anybody has ever needed support, it's like, more than ever, because this situation that we are faced with right now, it's something that most of us haven't had, you know, the privilege of experiencing before. It is novel to most of us, including myself. It's new, and it's like a new normal, you know, having to just come outside your house every day, or you go to work, or you go to shop, and you see people wearing masks. Just like that. Now it's not like more like, if you know, fashion accessory, not just fashion accessory, but it's not like an essential thing. The same way you, it's like a piece of clothing you have to actually have on. The same way you put on your shirt, your jean, or your, you know, your dress and everything, you have to have that on. And trust me, it's I personally really don't like the mask thing, but I just have to do it because it's what's required. So whenever you're out, whenever I'm out, I have to do it. You know, but yeah, you know, that's just like a little teeny weeny part of it. So yeah, so how are you as a person? Now I'm talking to you now. This is just like, I know that you can't see me, but just imagine it's me asking you right now, how are you? How are you dealing with this whole thing? Are you all by yourself? You know, not wanting to, you know, to you, I don't want to bug anybody with my problems. I don't want anybody to feel like I'm weighing them down by what it is I'm going through. You know, people have their own problems. That's true, right? But I also believe that there are people, everybody has that particular group of people, persons in their lives that are willing to, you know, just lend them a listening ear, just lend them a shoulder to lean on, that is willing to pull you up. But you have to be willing to know, want to take advantage of it for you to be able to receive that. You know, scripture says, ask and you shall receive. So, support systems. Support systems. You know, this is, like I said earlier, this is one of the times of our lives where every single person, one way or another, has, in this space of this whole COVID thing in the last, I think it's been more intense in the last 3 months, right? We've all had times where we had ups and downs. Yeah, we've all had that time. You know, so why is this whole support system, why is it really important? It's really important because, you know, it's a group of people that just, you know, are there to provide you with practical emotional support. You know, there are people that are there to just, you know, allow you to lean on them. Not like literally, but yeah, the people that are there that are willing to do whatever it is that is within their power to be of help and of service to you. So why not reach out to them? There are people that are there that would want to support you emotionally or financially in the way that they feel that they can be of service to you. They are there as well. They are there. There are people that are there that will just give you honest feedbacks. Because once in a while, we all need those feedbacks. Like, yo, you're bugging, yo, you need to get your act together, yo, you know. There are people that are there that, you know, would, you know, that would point you in the direction that you should be going or that you should be, you know, that they know it's the requisite thing for you to do, for you to have your desires manifest. That's why coaches are there. That's why mentors are there. Yeah. That's why family is there as well too. Family is there. I know that there are some people that based on, because of location, they've not had the time to, you know, spend with their family and everything. But you don't have an excuse because you could call them on FaceTime. You could call them on Zoom. You could call them on video calls. You don't have an excuse. I know you could just say, you know, I've not spoken to them in a while, but how come I'm not gonna just start telling them about, you know, my struggles and issues? Their family, they'll listen to you. You know, there are people that, at this point in time, all you need is just to talk to your spiritual leader. If you're a Christian, talk to your pastor, you know, talk to your clergy. Let them know what's up with you, what's happening with you. Let them say a word of prayer for you. Yeah. I feel like saying this, that prayer is one thing that as a person, you can never have too much of it. If prayer was a prescription, right? You never be told that you're taking it in an overdose proportion. You'll never be told that. Never. Yeah. So you need support systems. You need it. So for those of you, like I mentioned, from friends, from families, from neighbors, you know, from spiritual leaders, from clergies, those are where I feel like you could also get, then that's where I feel like on a norm, like a regular thing, that's where you could get it from. Or professionally, I talked about coaches. If you don't know, if you're a business person, you really don't know how your business is going, you know, there are business coaches that can tell you, okay, this is the way to go. Go on this path, thread on this path, go on this, do this, stop doing this. Yeah, it's part of support systems. It is. It is part of support systems. You know, there are people that what you might need is just to talk to a mentor, because they are way, 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 way ahead of you. They are way, 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 way up there in the hierarchy ladder and where you're trying to ascend to. They've been there. They've been where you are at the moment, and they have transcended from where you are to where they are now. And so they know, they have the tools and the resources, you know, to, you know, that you could leverage on and just help you navigate your path from where you are to where you want to be. So take advantage of it, because we all need support systems. We all need support systems. So these are like for the people that you know, like I mentioned, you already have these things in your life. You know, you already have this group of persons in your life. Trust me, this is not the time to, this time that we are in, this time of life, this 2020, is not the time to be hanging around a bunch of negative people. The world situation right now, it's draining, because if you're the kind of person that is fixated on listening to the news, listening to this trend, trust me, it will take the grace of God for you not to be depressed. So this is not the time to hang around, you know, what you know would not feed your soul, what you know would not, you know, would not be of value to you. It's not the time to be around people that are negative. By negative, I mean people that, you know, that blame, people that, you know, that critics. You know, there's a level of criticism. Sometimes I say that it's feedback, but you just know that this one is not, it's not any form of feedback. It's just, the person is just trying to lash you out with their tongue. You know, blame you, you know. This is not the time to be with such people. This is the time to be with people that will, you know, be willing enough to give you honest feedback. They'll be willing enough to, you know, help you see that you are more than the mistakes that you've made or that you're making. That will help you, you know, reclaim your power as an individual. That will help you push through this time of difficulty and see that you come out at the other side victorious. Yeah. This is just that time. You know, so yeah. So in wrapping up, I'll just leave you with a couple of, you know, helpful tips. Number one, with regards to the support system. Number one, review your current, you know, family and friends, and evaluate the people that you know are helpful to you. You know, it's one thing to have people in our circle and not even take advantage of those people that we have in our circle, because we just, you know, see, familiarity breeds contempt, you know, because we just feel like, okay, I know this person, they, you know, that they are good, maybe professionally or business-wise, you know that they are good, but because you are so familiar and conversant with them, you really don't want to take advantage of it. You feel like, oh, I have to go out there. But you have this person in your corner. You have this person as part of your network. Why not reach out to them? Why not? You know, so part of the ways that you can get support system this season is try new activities. Expose yourself to people from different cultural backgrounds, people from different professional backgrounds, like broaden your horizon. Try different things. Meet with people. Now, I know you can't physically meet with people, but attend. There's lots of, you know, online learning happening right now. Online virtual meetings, you know, virtual conferences. Attend. You know, get active. Let important people in your life know that you value and appreciate them. That's a very, very, very important, very, very, very important, very, very important. I'll tell you this. And so, you know, I am the same friend I was having a conversation with yesterday. And so his auntie passed, and he kept telling me that he can't really believe that she's gone, because the image and the picture of her he has in his head is, you know, someone that is very, he mentioned the name, I said, someone that's very vibrant, and even like did like a role play for me as to if he sees her and how they both interact and greet each other. And he said the last time he saw her was, I think he said 2018, when they were at like a family, in at a family function, and she was there. And, you know, and he said he didn't even go see her during the Yuletide, that's the Christmas season. But he was nearby where she was, but he felt like, oh, okay, one of these days I'll just go and see her, I'll just go and see her. Never did. Fast forward 6 months later, she's no more. And there was a point in time where he felt like he needed to call her, just check on up on her. And he kept telling himself, I was going to do it, I was going to do it, I was going to do it, I was going to do it. But he never did. Because he just, then I said to him that sometimes I feel like when we have promptings to do things, we just need to just take ourselves and not procrastinate and just do it, like Nike. Do it. Just do it. You know, like Nike. Just do it. And not just wait. Because sometimes, you know, they might not be there after a while. Or just, So if you know that there are people that are very important to you in your life, just let them know. Let them know. See, I'll tell you like a personal story with this, right? I know this might sound like I'm deviating a bit, but I'll tell you like a personal story, because this part of let important people in your life know that you appreciate them is very key. So, 2012, somewhere around March, 2012, March 14th, my dad passed. Yeah, my dad passed. And prior to that time, I think somewhere around February 12th, right? I had this feeling of just talking to my dad and just telling him how much I love him, how much I appreciate him and everything. I think that feeling came from a piece of poetry I had read. And so I was like, okay, let me just do this, you know. But I didn't do it that time. But I waited till like 2 weeks, and so that was like somewhere down February 20 something, 26 or thereabout. And so I called my dad. At this point, we lived under the same roof. So he was busy outside with his friends, and I called my dad to come into the house, like come into the living room. And so he left, and he came in, was like, he was surprised at the way I came to call him. And he was like, is everything okay? Is there a problem? Is everything okay? Is there a problem? You know, and I just knelt down, because I'm an African. So here in Nigeria, there's this cultural thing, like when you're talking to elderly people, you have to like prostrate to show respect and, you know, admiration for them. And so I knelt down in his bosom and put my two hands resting on his thigh, and I was like, thank you, daddy, you know, thank you for everything that you do. Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you for all that you do for my siblings and I, and da 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 blah 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 blah. You know, just telling him. And he had this surprised look on his face, like, okay. Okay. Just like, stand up and give me a hug. I was like, okay, thank you. You know. Fast forward, a couple of weeks later, he passed on. And I was like, I cried a lot. I think I cried more when my dad passed than when my mom passed. I cried more, but somewhere in my heart, right, I was relieved. I felt like, okay, I helped him see how much he meant to me, and how much I value him, and how much I appreciate him. And so, and as I knew, he knew that I loved him. He knew that I appreciated all he did for me. So yes, I've told you a bit of my personal story today. Yeah, so let the people that are important in your life know that they're important very, very key. Very key. It's key to appreciate people, especially your support systems. And lastly, be willing to ask for help. Be willing to ask for help. So, it's a wrap for today. I hope that, you know, you've learned a couple of things from this episode. Thank you once again for choosing to be here with me. Thank you once again for, you know, deciding to spend this couple of minutes with me. I appreciate it. So, on that note, I'd like you to have a blessed, beautiful, amazing day. Bye for now. See you in the next episode.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.